original, Paul's The Great and Powerful, a new release by filmmaker Sam Raimi, opens in black and white.
I don't want to be a good man. I want to be a great one.
Circus magician Oscar Diggs, played by James Franco, is taken to the Emerald City, where he's destined to claim the throne.
It belongs to you, but only after you defeat the Wicked Witch.
Just how wicked is she?
He meets three witches. They deny they're wicked.
You don't know much about witches, do you?
It will take time for him to figure out who the bad one is.
Just how wicked is she?
Towns were destroyed. Children were orphaned. Great wizard from Kansas, I've waited for you.
James Franco says the original story inspired him.
I have been a fan of the world of Oz since I was probably 11, maybe younger. So I thought it was a really great opportunity to jump into the world of my childhood imagination.
Sam Raimi's 3D film offers rich visuals, good acting, and great special effects. But it can match the 1939 Wizard of Oz, where Dorothy, played by Judy Garland in her ruby slippers, made history. She travels to the Emerald City to meet the wizard, who will show her the way back home, only to find that Oz is a fake. The journey is an allegory of self-discovery. The Library of Congress named The Wizard of Oz the most watched motion picture in history, says Patrick Lockney, executive director of the National Audiovisual Conservation Center at the library.
It's a magical film because it captures that concentration of energy, genius, and creativity that was apparent in Hollywood in the movie industry at that time.
Lockney says the 1939 film carried a post-depression message of endurance.
To me, it's the message of hope in that movie that ultimately connects worldwide with everybody at that time and even today.
Other incarnations of The Wizard of Oz have reflected changes in popular culture. In 1974, The Wiz featured Dorothy, played by Diana Ross, with an all-black cast.
I think it reflects the social change that had already occurred in America since the 1950s and 60s. And so you have major movie studios beginning to accommodate creative artists coming out of the African-American community.
Now, Sam Raimi's technical marvel, Oz the Great and Powerful, may give new life to the wizard until the next incarnation of Frank Baum's beloved story. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.